Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady, and I'm here today with a lovely and talented Nancy Mimlis to talk about a show that we just saw.
We co-saw together.
I thought we saw it very well together.
We did. We did it well together, yes.
It was The Little Mermaid by PMT, currently playing at the Byam through February 1st, directed by Colleen Petrucci, and the set design and the lighting design was by the same person.
That's very cool.
Todd Nahn, very cool. And the set just plunges the audience into this enchanted, beautiful, under-the-sea world.
It definitely makes you feel like you're part of that world.
Part of the world. There it is. And the undulating cellophane and mylar and the way the spotlight comes down and gives the feeling of movement. You really feel
like they're swimming.
Under the sea. Mm-hmm. You really do.
And their roller skate part of their shoes that made them move like...
So gracefully.
Like, oh, we're floating around. We're not standing on a stage. We're floating.
And I liked some of the swimming motions.
Yes. Ariel did that probably the best of everyone. She really... Her whole movement really felt like...
Flowing.
She was there.
Like the water flows.
Yeah.
What was your just kind of overall impression? Just a brief overview.
I thought it was spectacular. I thought the sets... drew you in. They were very colorful and vibrant, and the costumes were exciting to look at, everybody, and many changes too. You didn't realize how many times they changed because a lot of the ensemble were many roles.
Like Billy Mason. I never knew who he was going to be or when. It was like,
he was a lot of different parts.
Oh,
and he was in the Scuttle Positivity song. Yeah, he was quite versatile. And a lot of the young students I know, Jessica Ortiz, who played one of the Mer sisters, she was also in a lot of the maids getting Ariel ready for Prince Eric, and Ty Kunstelman, and a couple of the other students from PMT were in various roles. And Flounder was, and I just noticed this, was played by two different people. One weekend it's one actor, and the next weekend and that's Brecken Farrell and Matthew Fedoric.
And we should say that this cast was enormous. There were it was between 40 and 50 people in
a
the cast.
A lot of people.
I mean, I didn't take the time to individually count, but huge cast. We need to start, I think, with Ariel.
Ariel, sure.
The star. Ariel by Larissa Overholt. And her voice was so sweet, exactly like you would think Ariel's voice would be. The sweetness was the main quality I noticed.
Yeah, and she also had this like toughness to her that in the movie she's just very sweet. But I think in this production she had that like, I'm independent, not I'm independent, but more like I'm independent and I'm sweet. So it was really lovely.
I guess, I don't know if I'd use the word toughness. Maybe determination.
Yeah, determination.
Because she didn't come across as tough at all.
No.
And then the prince, the handsome prince, Eric, played by Tom Kolos, whom I've seen before, but I thought this role was kind of made for him. He was handsome and charming and...
But and sweet and gentle, too.
At the same time, but what a commanding stage presence he had.
Yes, definitely.
And he can sing.
Yeah. And he can sing.
On top of that, I want to mention Sebastian.
I knew you would.
True Verrett Fleming. I thought was just the most adorable Sebastian, and had such a positive innocence in his energy.
And the audience loved him. They just love him.
They ate him up. They really did.
The characters that I really enjoyed was Jeremy Zarniak, who was Scuttle, and Tim Hartman, who was King Triton. He was different than we are used to seeing
exactly.
Tim Hartman. He was very fatherly, but when he needed to be stern, he was stern, but he also was sweet and gentle and loving and very commanding on stage. And Andrea Weinzierl, who was Ursula, sort of a Cruella de Vil meets Ursula meets crazy stepsister, because
yes.
She is the sister of King Triton.
Speaking of the sisters, I don't mean
to
interrupt.
Oh, the Merc sisters.
Weren't they hilarious?
Hilarious.
Every scene that they were in together, they're just... I don't think I can use the word. They're Venus.
I don't know how to say that word. And what was her name?
So, just over the top in their competitiveness. And I just, anything with the sisters.
They were very good. Oh, yeah.
And what about some of the big production numbers?
Well, my favorite, of course, Under the Sea was brilliant because the costumes, Lisa Brown did the costumes. They were, I think it was Spotlight. They were vibrant and they were colorful and they were flowing. So you really felt, especially the stingray, where they were just glittering and flowing on stage.
I know. I loved all the splashes of glitter that came from
Flotsam
nowhere.
And Jetsam. I didn't mention them.
You liked them
they
a
were,
lot.
They moved so amazing. You felt like they were eels and they sang brilliantly. And they were really, really, really good. David O'Toole and Vinnie Smith.
And I liked a lot of the... like the lighting on their heads.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Triton was carrying.
It lit up, which was very powerful. Yeah, that was really amazing. There was a perfect mesh of set, lighting, costume, brilliant performances. There was no weak link. There's no one that didn't amazingly fit into even the two adorable little children with seashells. They were brilliant.
Every time they came on the stage, you could hear
everyone say, "Aww."
They were so cute.
They were. It was just a beautiful production. I laughed. I cried. I felt empathy for Ariel. I felt empathy for her father. I didn't feel empathy for Ursula, but that's okay.
No, she was not.
But Andrea was brilliant, and she sang brilliantly. It was a wonderful production.
And the other number we didn't mention that was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. The other number was Positivity.
With
the tap dancing seagulls.
And it was really cool to watch Ariel tap dance.
Yeah,
barefooted.
She was learning with her legs. She was learning with her legs.
And she was barefooted.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear her tapping. I heard the others.
But she saw.
Yeah. This show plays through February 1st, and I, for one, would not hesitate to recommend it.
Me neither.
To adults.
Children. If you come as an adult, be careful. There's a lot of children with little running lights happening.
We won't talk about those three that almost... Well, we won't talk about those
we
three.
We won't talk about those three little children. But I would say that you would be a poor, unfortunate soul if you didn't make it to see the show this weekend.
One of Nancy's favorite songs from the show.
One of my favorite
show.
Unfortunate
soul.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.